This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Good evening. This is a music show, episode number 39. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host. So right off the top there, that was Matt Bjorklund with a song called Mosaic Beach from an LP called Mosaic 2 on the Happy Records label. So Happy Records out of Germany was a library production music label. And library music is music that was meant for television and film and radio production, sort of background music or mood music, that sort of thing. So I shouldn't really be playing this, but I'm not talking over it, so no synchronization. I'm not selling anything. This is non-commercial, and it's for academic and cultural reasons I'm playing it. Great stuff from 1986. And I actually picked up quite a few library records over the weekend at a record fair. And here's another one I picked up. It's by Herman Kelly.
Time after time, it seems everything is going wrong with my love. Oh, how I wish things could be the best for you and me. We tried so hard hand in hand to fight all things that came our way. We didn't even give up, even though times got rough and tough. We both were
to pay the bills,
baby.
girl, because you're the answer to sin. We once were poor and so alone, but knew the strong survive. It didn't take very long after taking our freedom ride. No one will ever get in our way. I know that times we fight, but we're only human in God's light. We've been married so long and still got so far to go. Soon our children will be grown, but won't have to worry at hand-me-downs. I feel like a king.
Our friends Jean-Jacques Perry and Gershon Kingsley with a song called Spooks in Space from the In Sound from Way Out LP, recorded in 1966. This is one of the records I picked up at a record fair this weekend, so I was really happy to find that. That had been on my list for quite a while, and it was a reasonable price in pretty good condition. I always have time for Jean-Jacques Perry and Gershon Kingsley. Always great stuff. Before that, I played a band called Tiger Shovel Nose, and that's related to some other bands that I've played before, most recently Red Guitar and also Sunny Char, and that was their cover of Xanadu. And as far as I know, all of the instruments were played by Momoko Yoshino, the singer there, and she's also on guitar and I think drums, and I think she recorded everything as well. I heard Xanadu on the radio recently, and I thought I would play that version because it's really great. And I started this set off there with a song by Herman Kelly and Life, a song called Time After Time, and that's on another LP I picked up. It's an LP called Percussion Explosion. And it's a pretty good record. I picked it up because of the first song on side A, Dance to the Drummer's Beat. When I was reading up on it, it looks like there's a couple different versions of this LP, and there's slightly different versions of Dance to the Drummer's Beat. So yet another thing I have to track down, another thing to add to my list, my endless list of collection stuff. All right, so at that record fair, I was actually selling records as well as buying a couple things. Well, that was the plan anyways. So I did sell a bunch. I did pretty good. And I did shop a little bit, and I bought about a dozen records. But then these other records just started landing in my lap for free, including a whole collection of the Network Music Library collection. I got about 70 LPs from one guy. I bought a few. He had a few library records that he was selling, and I bought a handful. And then he's like, oh, you like this stuff? And oh, that's kind of music to my ears when people talk like that. One man's trash is another man's treasure type of thing. So he ended up giving me a whole crate of records from the Network Music Library. So I'd like to play a song. I've started going through these, and I got to say it, they're not all that great. But this record was kind of funny. It's not the greatest song, but it's kind of a recognizable song. So like I said, this is library music that was used. Radio stations, TV stations used to license this stuff and be able to play it as background music. So this next song I'm going to play for you was used in a couple different programs. I know one in the States that some of you might recognize, since most of you are in the States. But if there's any Canadians listening, you might recognize this song as well. Here's a track by Craig Palmer. Thank you.
Come from the suburbs and a big house with a backyard and a front lawn and all that. I never lived in a condo. Yo, I ain't even out on my own yet. I'ma keep it real. On the strip, I still live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
This is for the heads that live with their moms. I live with my mom.
Live with my mom.
I can't even front. I still live with my mom. I still live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
A lot of Brooklyn heads still live with their moms. Live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
A grown ass man that still live with my mom.
Yo. Fuck that. No, spar yourself straight up and down. Yo, mama do the laundry. Mama pay the bill. Mama cook the food. Yo, shit, I ain't going nowhere.
Niggas wanna fuck me while I'm off, huh?
Rent, light, gas, and phone. A mama's boy, even though my ass is grown. Got the same bedroom since third grade. Still be living here when I made 188. The only woman a man can't trust. Even my uncle still lives with my grandma. My baby mother knows that I know if I'm moving with her.
You be calling Tyrone?
I'm never moving out of my mother's house.
Not even for these candy pennies that dissolve in your mouth.
Not even if you goggled by the ounce and couldn't make bottles disappear to entertain crowds.
Yo, what's all that for? You disrespecting me? You lucky your ass ain't moving with me. I'd have ripped up all your shit.
Stupid. Tell me something I didn't know. That's why I still live with my mom.
You live with your mom.
I can't even front. I still live with my moms. I live with my moms.
You living with your mom.
Another Brooklyn head who lives with his moms. I live with my moms.
Living with your mom.
Still living with my moms. I ain't ashamed. Ma, let me in. I'm not drunk. If I can make it up the stairs, I'll fight my brother for the top bunk. I always say I'm moving out this year, but it'll be sooner if welfare finds out I live here. Yo, it's cheap on my place. I ain't scared to open bills, cause none of them in my name. Got kicked out for My mom said I can move back if I prove that I didn't steal my sister's food stamps. Every parent's panic is to have their little boy with a prison mailing address. She said my rep is not in question as long as she was the one that gave me the boxing lesson. So I threw out the garbage and washed the dishes, and I can't go outside without my mom's permission. Even though my flow is uncomparable, I'm an unsigned hype with nowhere else to go.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. Why you tell them all your business for, man?
I mean,
your mom really kicked you out, man. Then what you gonna do?
I go move in with my pops. Yo, until then, I still live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
This is for the heads that live with their moms. I live with my mom.
Live with my mom.
I can't even front. I still live with my mom.
I still live with my mom. Living with my mom.
A lot of Brooklyn heads still live with their moms. Live with my mom.
Living with my mom.
A grown ass man that still live with my moms.
New York heads still live with their mom.
Jersey heads, they live with their moms.
Chicago heads still live with their mom.
California heads still live with their moms.
Over 25 heads live with their moms.
Brooklyn heads still live with their moms.
Married men still live with their moms.
Admit it, a lot of rap groups be living with their moms.
Bitch squad still live with their moms.
A throwback track from the year 2000. That was Thurston Howell III featuring Masterful with I Still Live With My Moms. Some really nice self-deprecating, funny rap there. Sorry about the cuss words in there. I didn't give you a heads up, but I'm sure you're all adults, so it's okay. And before that, I played a Sugar Hill Records find from the weekend record fair. That was Fine Quality featuring Cuz with Ah Dance. I really like the chorus there. Pretty cool. And I started off the set with a song by Craig Palmer. The song title was Byte by Byte. Byte as in computer byte. B-Y-T-E. I don't know if any of you recognize that. Please let me know where you recognize it from. I'll leave it to you to tell me. And if I remember, maybe I'll tell you where I remembered it from. So yeah, it'll be pretty funny to go through this whole crate of network records and see what I recognize. And maybe I'll play some more nostalgic garbage for you in the future, and hopefully some good cuts as well. And yeah, just one more time, you know, if there's any licensing people out there listening, which I really highly doubt, I'm playing this purely for academic version reasons and cultural reasons. There was no synchronization happening here. This is a non-commercial broadcast. It's sponsor-free. So please, if anyone has a problem with it legally, I would really love a cease and desist, but let's just be cool, okay? All right, let's get back to the music. Here's a song by Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, a favorite. Well, there's another record I picked up over the weekend at the record fair. That was the Dusty Fingers Orchestra. And that's on a 7-inch that came out this year. And that song was called It's Just a Dream. This is a 4-track 7-inch 45 with, lots of nice break beats on there. And this came out on the Black Buffalo Records label out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. So some Canadian hip-hop beats there for you. And before that, I played a favorite track by Byron Lee and the Dragonairs. I've played a song from this LP before. This is the Rock Steady Explosion LP. And that song was called Napoleon Solo. It really puts a smile on my face, that song. All right, I have some data for you soon. But before I do data, I would like to do some shout-outs. So I'll start with Reddit this week. So hello to 3IO, aka N3KA. Hello to Pearl Jam Man 010. And even a hello to Kingman SWL. And yes, this is a music show. On Twitter, hello to Lucky Lou, Mitch, Stransky Lubos, Mitsuo Takane, Kawasaki AA Hachioni, Kilo Charlie, Miroslav Hartiuk, sorry about that, Hanyan 77, and of course Al, and F4ECA Fred, and also hello to DRM.info, and a special hello to Gail Van Horn. Thank you for all the work you do on keeping track of schedules on shortwave. And let's see, on email, I heard from Fred. He caught the rebroadcast of episode number 37, but it looks like he missed number 38. And I think a lot of people did. There was a bit of confusion last week with the show. Brother Stare cut in at 0200 UTC when it should have been episode number 38 of this show. But luckily, staff were on hand at WRMI and were able to switch that over after 10 or so minutes. So apologies about that. So hopefully it'll go better tonight. Let's see. I also heard from Brian in Cranbrook, BC. He caught the show on 5850 with a good signal. I also heard from Ron for the first time, tuning in from near Denver, Colorado. Very nice to hear from you, Ron. I also got a reception report from Steve in Georgia with a very nice decode on both shows. Very nice, Steve. And Zach also decoded both shows and sent along his results there. And also Roger was able to catch a show and send along his results with the noted absences of certain songs due to miscommunications and stuff like that. And Zach and Roger were both fans of the Anemone track that I played last week. I played them before and I wanted to play them again because I'm such a fan. All right. And was that everyone? No. And finally, the hfzone.org chat group, Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid and Daz and Master Player and everyone else over there at the Discord chat group at hfzone.org. So please go check out that chat group. I usually pop in to say hi to everyone. So I think that's it. So once again, just to be clear, going forward, the show will be on at 0200 UTC Thursdays. That's Wednesday evening in North America. So please adjust your schedule accordingly if you haven't already. Okay, so I have one more track before the data. Here's a track on an LP by someone going by the name of Killer Watts.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully that weirdness looked cool in your waterfall display if you're using an SDR. So that was from a 1974 LP called Golden Hour of Golden Instrumental Hits featuring the many Moogs of Killer Watts. So that was an original composition on this LP of mostly covers. So lots of standard Moog covers on here. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Telstar, Perfidia, In the Mood, Spanish Flea, Amazing Grace, and so on. So yeah, kind of mediocre stuff. But that last track, the final track on the LP, is an original by Derek Scott, one of the arrangers on here. Len Beadle being one of the other arrangers on here. And Barry Lang is also one of the performers on here. Anyways, that song, Now Hear This, is an original composition. Yeah, it was pretty weird, so I thought I would share with you. Okay, time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. Thank you. All right, that was this week's image and text. Please send me your results. This is a music show at gmail.com. And of course, your reception reports are very much welcome and appreciated. This is a music show at gmail.com. Please let me know where you're listening from and what frequency you're listening to. I would love to put a pin on my listener map. Okay, so I have one more song for you tonight. It's a bit of a long one. And this was another record on my endless list of things to keep an eye out for. This is a group called Droids, and I think they're either German or French. Where's that record? There it is. I'm going to say French based on those names. Yeah. This LP is from 1978, and it's kind of, or 77, 78, and it's kind of space disco-y stuff. But this is the last song in the LP, and it's kind of got a slow burn to it, and I really like it. So I hope you enjoy it too. All right, this was a music show, episode number 39. I am your host. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.